This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This is the day the Federal Reserve begins a meeting to consider what, if anything, to do about the economy. It is the first meeting since a collapse in the home mortgage market hit the headlines. In particular, companies that specialize in lending to high-risk borrowers have gone bankrupt. We've brought in David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Wall Street Journal and a regular guest here. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with the question that I assume must be on the mind of Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Is the economy in danger because of the decline in the so-called subprime mortgage market?
Well, Chairman Bernanke has said in congressional testimony that he doesn't think anything material has changed in the economic outlook. The subprime market is a huge problem, and as you know, it's caused a huge ripple in the stock market. The problems in the subprime market themselves cannot tank the economy simply because such a small piece of the economy are these low-income borrowers. The question is whether it's a symptom of something more serious.
Apparently the stock market thinks so.
Right. I think the stock market must be thinking, A, this could spill over to the rest of the mortgage market. The Wall Street Journal did a poll of 60 economists, and more than half of them said they did expect it to spill over to the rest of the mortgage market. But secondly, I think this is a symptom of an end of a period of expansion. When the tide starts to go out, you begin to see that not everything that was hidden is so sound, and people are worried that this is a symptom of some problems in lending in general that could hurt the economy.
What kind of problems?
Well, when times are good, when the stock market is rising, when home prices are rising, lenders tend to get a little undercautious. And they make a lot of loans that look okay, but then when things start to soften, the loans don't look quite so good. And sometimes the reaction to that, a reluctance to make new loans, can crunch the economy and cause a recession.
Okay, so some subprime lenders go bankrupt. Not a huge deal in the economy, but it might affect everybody's attitude and affect everybody's ability to borrow money.
Exactly. It is a huge deal, of course, to the people whose houses are affected here. I don't think we should neglect that, but you're right. Will it affect the general attitudes towards credit? Will people begin to say, I wonder if some of these other fancy, very high-flying markets are also disguising some hidden problem?
Well, let's remember this two-day Fed meeting. What tools are at their disposal to affect the economy and the lending market one way or another?
Well, the major tool, of course, is interest rates. No one expects them to move interest rates this week. So their major tool is what they say about the economy and whether it changes the market's minds about what the Fed is thinking. The market now thinks the Fed is not too worried about the economy, a little worried about inflation, will keep interest rates about where they are and may cut them before year end. If the Fed expresses more concern in its written statement about the housing market or the pace of economic growth, that could really change things.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, good to talk with you again.
Thank you.